With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As 6,000 migrants continue their northward trek in Mexico, heading for the U.S. southern border, police in Texas will soon possess broader powers to arrest illegal immigrants, while judges will have more latitude to order them out of the country.
The new law signed by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott comes 2 years after the state launched a smaller-scale operation to arrest migrants for trespassing, in which landowners along the border enter agreements with the state to authorize the arrests on their land. That's resulted in nearly 10,000 arrests, but recently one landowner asked officials to stop the arrests. Governor Abbott has suggested that Texas may soon phase out the trespassing arrests as it moves forward with illegal entry charges that can be enforced most anywhere in the state. Civil rights organizations have already sued to stop the new law. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, the lead prosecutor in former President Trump's federal election interference case is asking a court to place limits on what Mr. Trump's lawyers can talk about during the trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants to curb political speech during the proceedings.
The Supreme Court declined last week to get involved in the dispute for now, but a federal appeals panel is set to hear arguments on the matter on January 9th. The trial is scheduled for March in federal court in Washington, but it could be postponed by appeals from Trump over claims of immunity while president.
Correspondent Julie Walker. Colorado's Republican Party is appealing the state Supreme Court's ruling banning Mr. Trump from the Colorado primary ballot. The former president himself is expected to file an appeal in a matter of days. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are down 43 points. NASDAQ futures 44 points higher. This is SRN News. The YouVersion Bible app is one of the most popular on Earth, and every December it announces its verse of the year, the one more people turn to than any other. Bobby Grunewald is company's CEO.
The verse this year that had the most bookmarked highlights and notes associated with it was Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
In fact, this is the third year since 2020 that Isaiah 41:10 wound up on top.
There seems to be more emphasis in the searches that we see around healing, anxiety, hope, you know, things that are people searching for comfort or hope during these times.
And more people are downloading the YouVersion and getting into the Word, which Grunewald says is a good sign. The app has been installed on more than 725 million devices worldwide. This is SRN News. A member of a famed World War II American jungle fighting unit, thought to be the last man standing from that unit, has died.
Russell Hamler was part of Merrill's Marauders, who spent months behind enemy lines, marching hundreds of miles through the tangled jungles and steep mountains of Burma to capture a Japanese-held airfield and open an Allied supply route between India and China. In 2022, the Marauders received the Congressional Gold Medal, Congress's highest honor, and their exploits also inspired a 1962 movie, and dozens of Marauders were awarded individual decorations after the war, from the Distinguished Service Cross to the Silver Star. Hamler was 99 years old. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year is about to meet the wrecking ball. A university spokesman says it's hoped today's demolition will bring closure and healing to the community. More details at SRNNews.com.